Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Opening day for the 2018 Texas League champion Tulsa Drillers was this past week, and KRMG's Skylar Cooper and sports junkie Rick Corey talked with Jason George about the upcoming season.
With Jason George of the Tulsa Drillers, always exciting to see as the beginning of a brand new season, which kicks off Thursday the 4th. Tell us what we need to know about that first couple of weeks.
Well, you know, we're coming off our 2018 Texas League championship, which is really huge for us. We'll be hanging the championship banner on opening night. The next night, Friday night fireworks show, we'll be giving away the players all their championship rings, and then throughout that entire homestand, we're the first minor league team that are going to be custom Drillers jerseys. The Drillers logo across the front of the chest will be done in gold, and the caps that we'll be wearing throughout the first homestand will be outlined in gold, and that's all kind of symbolic to the World Series champion in Major League Baseball. They do that for opening day, and so we kind of liked that idea and brought it to minor league baseball, first minor league team to do that, so we're kind of pumped about that.
That is pretty doggone cool. Now, I have to ask, what is the championship t-shirt look like? Is there something new for the beginning of the season?
Oh yeah, we've got lots of merchandise gear in the team store that'll be Texas League Championship. We've got some of those gold logoed t-shirts that'll be available. We've got the authentic, the real ones also in the store. All those caps will be in the store too, so it'll be a nice little addition to the Drillers wardrobe.
You always have fun stuff going on for the people who come out to see you with giveaways, those sort of things. What's new this year?
Well, you know, for this homestand, we're giving away our little rally towels on opening night that are done in the shape of the Texas League Championship banner that we'll be hanging that night. We do a nice parade for the Little Leaguers. If you've got a Little League baseball player in town that wants to participate in our opening night parade, get down there early. We start a parade at 6 o'clock, kind of over on the Greenwood side of OSU Tulsa campus, and participate in that. We've had hundreds of kids that participate in that. We'll have stilt walkers and all kinds of fun stuff. That's the really special activity for opening night. We've got our first Friday night fireworks show that Friday, and then this Saturday night is our biggest giveaway of the year. It'll be those replicas of the Texas League Championship rings, and we've got 2,000 of those. Those will be absolutely a hot item, probably our most in-demand giveaway item that we've done. We did a little post on social media to tell which one was the real one and which one was the replica, and it was literally split right down the middle. If you compare them two next side by side, other than a little bit of weight, they look fantastically similar to each other.
Can you kind of describe them for those who are listening who might want to see what they look like?
Absolutely. So, you know, they're big. They're real big in terms of the ring size. They have some special features. Is there's a, on the top line, there's stones around the outside that add up to 42, which is symbolic of the 42 years that we've had the Drillers in the Texas League. There's a T across the top, very top line, that has got 9 stones in it, and those 9 stones represent all of Tulsa baseball's champions. Championships. And then there are 2 blue stones that kind of accent that across the top that represent the 4 Drillers Texas League championships. So it's really got some cool nostalgia to it and symbolic, and we're really excited about that.
And you brought some for us, I'm sure.
Well, you sounded like my old afternoon co-host right there.
Yeah.
All right, so past that, the most important thing by far is what food items are new this year. Anything we should be
looking
for? Well,
you know, there's always some new food items, Rick. And we've got, you know, the Drillers dog is going to be improved this year. I'll tell you that much. We've got a couple of new features along the third base, those carts and kiosk areas. We're bringing food service in-house. We're going to be doing that. We've got a new vice president of food and beverage. I think our service and our quality will be dramatically improved across all areas of the stadium. And we're known for food, obviously, but there's always room for improvement, and I think we kind of pride ourselves on those kind of things for sure.
You expecting different crowds, bigger crowds this year with success from last season?
Well, you know, I think with the weather, if it cooperates with this opening homestand, I think we have a really good chance of selling out all 3 of the first 3 games. So if you're considering coming out on Thursday night or Friday night or Saturday night, make sure you get your tickets early. I think those crowds will be super huge. We've got 2 daytime baseball games at the end of that homestand. The following Monday and the following Wednesday are both business person days and field trip days. So those should be pretty well attended games. We've got some great giveaway items throughout the course of the summertime that we're also kind of excited about. So I think we're lined up to have a really good. We had a good off season in terms of some business side of things. So I think we're expecting some good crowds at the ballpark.
Oh, that's fine. How's the baseball team going to be?
That's also going to be really, really good. Obviously, we have won the championship last year. I think we've got six of the top 10 prospects in the Dodgers farm system. We've got about a dozen players returning from the championship team last year. Scott Hennessy, the Drillers manager, is just raving about it from spring training. They're in town now, so they're working out at the ballpark. And the Dodgers have not disappointed in terms of sending us talent the last several years. So I think things are certainly ticking upward.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too, because I don't think people understand. You know, we always have talked about in the past some of the affiliations here. And of course, Tulsa has been affiliated with the Cardinals and with the Rockies and with the Rangers and that kind of thing. But there was great excitement with the Dodgers. They're, you know, they're a Yankees type thing, a national thing. Mm-hmm. How important their farm system is to you, how they've always really promoted through their farm system, and what has it really meant to this team, Jason?
Well, they have got, you know, you've heard about the robust budgets that the Dodgers have, and that is their international scouting. They're really turning over all rocks. Their ability to have depth across the minor league system and some high-end talent. These players want to sign for the Dodgers, especially Latin players, and there's a strong history of that in L.A., so we're the benefactors of having the depth of their minor league farm system. No one ever skips Double-A, and so Tulsa has really, you know, these guys are on the way upward in terms of prospect development, and we couldn't be more excited to be aligned with the Dodgers as they have really focused on developing from within. Certainly the last 5 or 6 years, you've seen it at their major league side. They've been to the back-to-back World Series. They're, again, going to be expected to win the NL West again this year. So people in Tulsa are really lucky, and the Drillers are certainly lucky to be aligned with them right now, because this is one of the best farm systems in Major League Baseball, and we are winning, and we're getting their best talent all coming to town. So that's exciting.
So is Kershaw going to have a rehab start here?
Well, I don't know for sure. We are keeping our fingers crossed. I know that that's out there, and I don't have anything to officially report. Stay tuned. We will let you know as soon as we get the word on that, because that could be a really special opening day. He'll pitch on Thursday night, either for the Oklahoma City Dodgers or here in Tulsa, and that'll make an incredible opening night for us or our friends down the turnpike, for sure.
Can you imagine who gets to throw out the first pitch that night? No, I'm just going to leave that to him.
Manny Mota's throwing it out for us. Oh. So, you know, the Dodgers legend Manny Mota will be in town. He'll be taking photos and throwing out the ceremonial first pitch, and I think that Kershaw might one-up him a little bit if he's in Tulsa.
Kind of a sidebar, but I went out and covered the demolition of the old stadium a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Is there anything at One Oak Field to pay homage to that? Homage? Or is there anything that, you know, symbolic to you about that?
I think you just gave him a great idea.
Yeah, you know, at the new ballpark, is there some things that we have? I mean, we've got obviously the brand with respect to the oil derrick. We've got an oil derrick entrance at the corner of Archer and Elgin that certainly pays some tribute to that. I think food service, our personnel, you know, the history of winning, the history of strong attendance, all those things are there. I don't know that we've got a chair or a seat or any of those kind of things. A lot of our staff is really nostalgic about that. We've got the word on that. I think you sent me some pictures of that. I think via text when those things were going down, man, it was kind of, we all shed a tear. In fact, Mark Andrus, the guy that oversees the fairgrounds, invited us over, and we took our staff over, and before they demolished everything, let us walk around and take some pictures and do that kind of thing. Boy, that was kind of special. There's a lot of special memories there. Went Hubbard is one of them also, Drillers owner, the father of the current Drillers owner. So there's a lot of tributes to that up on the suite level. We remodeled our suite level this offseason, and some special tributes to Went inside the upstairs suite model. And a lot of our former players that spend a lot of time at Old Driller Stadium are showcased upstairs in the new remodeled suite area.
There might not be baseball in Tulsa if it weren't for Went, right?
Well, I think it certainly changed the game. I mean, I don't know, I don't know much about that, but he took it from what was the old farm systems and maybe selling some nachos and hot dogs. It was a place to just play baseball to, hey, let's make this a family entertainment destination. Customer service began to change. Tickets and promotions began to change. And he had a real vision for making it customer friendly. And that changed the game in Tulsa. And certainly the Drillers are widely known now for fireworks shows and great service and great food. And certainly all that is attributable to Wentz's vision for what he had in store for Tulsa and for the Drillers.
Let's get Garth back down there.
That do you have his number?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we'll make room for him anytime.
Well, you know, speaking of that, you had Jack White down there, and then yes. We started hearing, hey, there may be more of that. Is that in the plan?
Well, we do have plans right now for a show at some point this summer. So there'll be more details to follow on that. And I think we're still looking for some fall events and outdoor concerts. So we're constantly looking for new ways to bring more people downtown. I think it's a part of what we do. The Roughnecks certainly fill that niche. They play 17 home matches here at One Oak Field, so we're continuing to draw people in for those events. And I think those things help downtown development, downtown restaurants, fill the bars, fill the walkability of downtown. So those things are important during the construction of One Oak Field. I think for the city leadership that saw that vision long term, we try to make a little bit, try to play a strong part of getting people to downtown for sporting events.
Jason George with the Tulsa Drillers. Special thanks to KRMG's Skylar Cooper and Rick Corey for the interview. There's a new development in downtown Tulsa that will bring a welcome change to the landscape. KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Patrick Fox about the plans.
We are on with Patrick Fox at Fox Allen Realty, the locally owned business here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it looks, from looking at your website, like a thriving business that's doing quite well for itself. So congratulations on that.
Thanks for looking, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure. So we are talking about the Knoll at Maple Ridge. So this is 18th and Boston area, right?
Right. That's right.
And you were telling me before we started recording how you came up with that name. That in itself is kind of an interesting story. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Right. So this site is sort of, you've probably driven by it 100 times if you've gone to Burn Co., which is where I'm about to go after we get off this interview. The site sits right next to the Midland Valley Trail. And the Midland Valley Trail was an old railroad right away. And the ballast of the trail sort of created this little berm between where the trail is located and the site, and or a little knoll, so to speak. So that's why we're calling it the Knoll at Maple Ridge.
Gotcha. All right. So talk to us about what the Knoll at Maple Ridge is going to be. What's the vision? What's the plan?
The vision is to do something unique at this location. This site presented some challenges for us in terms of how you view traditional retail development, which is that you want storefront on street with a lot of traffic on it. And we don't have that on this site. But what we do have is the Midland Valley Trail, which is connects us at this location to the Gathering Place, which is less than a half a mile away, to Cherry Street, another quarter of a mile away to the east, the Medical District, Pearl District, and then on to Hodges Bend area in downtown Tulsa. So we really wanted this to be a sort of a midpoint or a nice little stopping point, oasis on that trail, or perhaps a trailhead, a place people to start their destination on the trail. And so we're calling it trail-oriented development, and we think it's going to be a nice complement to all of the other thriving businesses here at 18th and Boston.
Okay, so kind of describe, if I'm at 18th and Boston, or I'm looking at a map of the 18th and Boston area, roughly where are we talking about? Southwest side?
Sure. If you're standing at the intersection of 18th and Boston, which kind of tees off there at the American Solera Brewery, it's to the east and slightly to the north of this, right behind the Mercury Lounge.
Ah, okay. Okay, so the northeast of the side of the intersection. Okay, I got you. So I'm looking at the map there, and I see kind of a triangular piece of land that doesn't appear to have much on it at the moment. I presume that is where we're going to be building this.
That's you presume correctly, and actually that triangular piece of land hasn't had much on it probably for 50, 60, 70 years. So we're really excited to take this parking lot and turn it into something more positive for the neighborhood.
So parks, there is Maple Park right there, and then Veterans Park right around the corner. And as you mentioned, about a half mile down the road, you got Gathering Place. So one would expect there'd be a decent amount of foot and bicycle and scooter, you know, those little electric scooters, Lime scooters, whatever they're renting out.
Right. I think if you went there right now, you'd probably see three or four of those Lime scooters sitting on that trail right now. And it's a little rainy today, but on a normal day, you'll have a ton of traffic. People
people utilizing the trail on their bike, whether they're riding casually or they're getting their miles in, or people walking and running along the trail. It's a direct access point from Maple Ridge neighborhood, the North Maple Ridge neighborhood, to river parks. My mom uses it 2 or 3 times a week with her walking group. And right now, if you walked past this site on the trail, you would see just a bunch of overgrown sort of trees and unmaintained property. And so our vision for that is to clear up that public side of that land to create a more park-like setting along the trail. I think it improves the sort of perception of security and safety. It cleans up the trash that gathers in places like that, and it also helps people utilizing the trail see our development.
All right, so I saw sort of an architectural rendering, but I couldn't tell what kind of businesses do you anticipate having in there.
Well, we're hoping it's going to be stuff that's sort of complementary to what's here now. Restaurants, some trail-oriented retail. Maybe it's a bike shop, maybe it's a place to stop and get smoothies, or come with your kids and grab an ice cream cone. So we don't have any announcements currently to make as far as tenants, but we have several people we are talking to right now, and we're hoping if we can get a deal done, then I think that Tulsans and people in the neighborhood will be pretty excited about the addition of those businesses to everything that's going on here.
So where are we in the process of getting that deal done?
Really early on, you know, these in real estate, if you've done this for any period of time, you'll realize that even the easy deals seem like they take a little bit longer than you'd like. So, you know, we're really in the process of just getting our marketing out there, and we're talking to one or two people that would be sort of anchor tenants, so to speak, in the development. And then we're going to have, you know, several thousand feet of other space for complementary businesses and hopefully other local businesses to operate. I think that's really where we're going to be focusing on are the locally owned businesses and things that are going to make this uniquely, you know, Tulsa development. And our hope is that one of these days that people come here and they see stuff like this and they go, oh, I went to Tulsa and I saw the coolest development there. We got to do that in our city. So we can sort of start flipping the script on the conversations that we're having here in this town.
So it's really about building something new and unique that's really
exactly.
Not been done before.
Exactly. I mean, Tulsans we're not provincial people. We get out and we travel, we see the world. We go to Portland and Seattle and Austin and Washington, D.C. and all these cool places, and we see things. And I can't even tell you how many times we've had people say, oh, we should do that here. And what Jack and I are trying to do with this development and the investors is really create something new that people from other places will want to replicate in their cities.
So who owns that land now? I mean, do you have the land, or is it?
We do. Yeah. Yeah. Jack Allen, my business partner, is one of the primary investors, and he owns the property, and he and his family own the property, and they've assembled a group of investors to work on the project. So we're just now at the point where we can start making announcements, start getting it out in front of the public, and start having conversations with potential tenants.
Is there any roadblocks, you know, with the city, or I guess roadblocks is maybe too strong a term, but there's always going to be some.
Look, we don't anticipate roadblocks with the city. We have always had a really good relationship with the city and found that they've been really good to work with. So we have had some preliminary conversations with them about our vision for the area, and we fully anticipate that we will all work together in a positive way to make things better.
Patrick Fox with Fox Allen Realty. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.